This week in Texas, a public library is shutting its doors for a few days, and not because of COVID. Librarians at the Llano County Library, just north of Austin, plan to comb through their collection to make sure every book is appropriate for children. This comes months after a Texas state lawmaker launched an investigation into the books in Texas school districts, especially if the books were related to race or sexuality. Miranda Suarez of KERA tells us how that's been playing out in North Texas and explores the possible impact of taking certain books out of circulation.
Tiffany Jewell is an educator and writer in Massachusetts, and she published her first book last year. This book, Is Anti-Racist, is a guide for kids and teenagers about how to resist racism. The book has been challenged in school districts around the country since it came out, including in Southlake, Texas, a wealthy, predominantly white suburb outside Fort Worth. Jewell says these challenges surprised her.
Because I come from the place of, like, as an educator, where I want all children and everybody to have access to information, to feel empowered, to know who they are, to know their history.
In early October, the Southlake School Board voted 3-2 to reprimand a teacher who kept Jewell's book in her classroom. The school district insisted the reprimand wasn't about the book, calling it a personnel matter. School board member Sherry Mills, who voted against the reprimand, had this warning.
Yes, I would like to let the teachers know, if you are worried about teaching school in this school district, that you should watch this vote. I want you to know that you are right to be worried by whoever votes yes for this vote.
Educators in Texas aren't just facing pressure from their school boards. In October, Republican State Representative Matt Krause started an investigation into a list of about 850 books, including This Book is Anti-Racist. He wants to know how many of those books, which are mostly about topics like race and sexuality, are on school shelves. One San Antonio school district says it was already reviewing the books in its library before Krause announced his investigation, and has since pulled 400 of them. A district spokesperson told a local TV station that most of the books will probably be fine. They're just checking for vulgar or obscene material.
We are not concerned about whether a book has to do with Black Lives Matter, heterosexuality, homosexuality.
Other districts are ignoring the probe, and Krause's efforts have some worried about what students might lose if they don't have access to certain books. Lucy Drenka was a school librarian in Southlake for more than two decades, until she retired a couple years ago.
Your goal as a school librarian is to hand the right book to the right child at the right moment. That's our dream.
Drenka saw plenty of book challenges during her tenure, against everything from Harry Potter to Judy Blume. And she says parents do have a right to have a say in their child's education. But there needs to be a strict system in place to vet those challenges. Drenka says taking books off of school shelves means a kid might not find a book that reflects them.
It's up to the parent if they choose to have their child perhaps not read that book because it doesn't go along with their own personal beliefs, but they can't choose that for the entire community.
For Drenka, the challenges came in waves, depending on what topic was in the national conversation at the time. That's what Deborah Caldwell Stone has noticed, too. She runs the American Library Association's Office for Intellectual Freedom, which tracks book challenges around the country.
You can look at our most challenged books list for 2020, and it was like a sea change. Once there was a greater awareness of racial injustice after the murder of George Floyd, and there was a greater push for racial justice, we started to see the pendulum swing back.
Caldwell Stone says she saw more pushback to books about anti-racism, police violence, and even just the lived experiences of Black people. Katy Independent School District, outside Houston, took a graphic novel series off the shelves and postponed the author's visit after parent complaints that the books taught critical race theory. That's a decades-old academic framework, rooted in the notion that race is a social construct and that racism is more than just individualistic bias. It's embedded in systems and structures in the U.S. Critical race theory has become a huge sticking point for some conservatives, and that's already having a real effect on Texas educators. In a city next to Southlake, a high school principal lost his job after a community member accused him of promoting CRT.
I can assure you, I have not changed. I'm still the same man today as when you hired me in 1819. You promoted me twice in 3 years.
That's James Whitfield, who was the first Black principal of Colleyville Heritage High School. fighting for his job at a school board meeting in September. A former school board candidate had complained about a letter Whitfield wrote to district families following the murder of George Floyd, asking them to resist racism. The school district put Whitfield on leave, blaming his job performance. And in early November, Whitfield agreed to part from the district with a settlement. Whitfield said in an interview that the whole debate over books and critical race theory is just a veiled way to prevent the discussion of race in schools.
We're going to lose great educators if we don't start rallying around teachers, supporting them, coming out and just saying that we're not going to entertain these groups that are trying to stoke this division.
Texas state lawmakers recently passed legislation limiting the way teachers teach about race in schools. The law states that teachers, quote, may not be compelled to discuss a widely debated and currently controversial issue of public policy or social affairs. It's unclear what the law considers controversial, and it's just the latest move to control the kind of reading material students have access to. Last month, Governor Greg Abbott asked state education officials to look into school libraries for pornography and directed them to implement standards to prevent, quote, obscene content in Texas public schools. At least one Fort Worth area school district is now under investigation because of Abbott's order. For Here and Now, I'm Miranda Suarez in Fort Worth.